He was born and raised in Lamar County, Alabama, and he went as far. I don't know how this. He wrote a little. It's not a book, but a little. Oh, I don't know, probably 100-page paper about his life when he was getting older. Mm-hmm. And that's where I got a lot of course talking to him. And he was, he went to school as far as he could go in the local mm-hmm. schools there. And after that, he taught there for a year or two in the local school. Mm-hmm. And at that time, he became interested in law and studied law in a lawyer's office. He never went to law school and took the bar exam and passed it and practiced a few years before he left to enter the ministry. Mm-hmm. And my grandmother, I just don't know about her schooling. I just assume, you know, that it was about what we'd think of as a high school education today. Okay. From what he told me, the things were, they just, you know, the schools weren't exactly like they are now.
Yeah, right.
And they I think the school year was a lot different. I don't know mm-hmm. if that's interesting or not, but I think they went about half the time rather than what we'd probably go 3/4
yeah.
or now.
I see. Did you say that your grandmother was born in Lamar County too?
I think that's right.
What about her occupation?
She was a housewife. Yeah. Raised a bunch of kids too.
Alrighty. You know, you mentioned your great grandfather on your father's side, that he was a physician. Do you know anything about earlier ancestry on either side?
No, I don't. And I've just, you know, of course I never knew him. Yeah. I remember my other grandfather on my mother's side, the one that was the minister,
yeah.
talking about his father was a farmer. And I think he died when they were, you know, fairly young, maybe when he was 15 or 16.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. And your wife, how old is she?
She's 35.
And y'all go to the same church?
Mm-hmm. Well, I say we do. We've just been married about 6 months. And she went to another Methodist church here, but, you know, since that time we've been going to mine.
Okay, same denomination.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Uh-huh. What about her schooling?
She's, she was raised in Baldwin County, Alabama, and she graduated from high school there and went to Auburn and graduated and with a bachelor's degree, and now she teaches school.
Okay. Is she interested in clubs or civic groups?
No, not really.
Something like that? Okay. And you say her people are from Baldwin County?
Mm-hmm.
Alright. If you would, tell me a little bit about the house that you were raised in, what it was like, how many rooms it had, what they were.
I remember when we were small, we lived in a house, a small frame house with 3 bedrooms.
Mm-hmm.
But where I was really raised, well, I think when I was like 12 or 13, we moved into the house where my mother lives now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a pretty good size house. It's, I probably got 2,500 feet in it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an older house, and it's just got large rooms, and it's 3 bedrooms and a living room, dining room, breakfast room, kitchen. It's,
mm-hmm.
it's there's nothing really unusual about it. It's just an older.
Okay. What about the house that you're living in now? What is it like?
It's a real old house. I just bought it. It's a monster. It's got about 20 rooms in it.
Is that right?
And we're trying to fix it up.
Yeah.
It's an older house. Well, I say it's probably not 100 years old, but
mm-hmm.
it's probably getting pretty close, between 80 and 90. Mm-hmm. We're just guessing. We don't really know.
Yeah. Could you just name off the rooms just for the record?
Yeah. It's got living room and music room, dining room. All little hall there and 4 baths. I'm not naming, I'm just, and it's got, of course, the kitchen. And it's got another little room off the dining room. I don't know what we'll call that, just mm-hmm. a